You ain't nothing!
You trash talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Coming up on the Gym Class here on a Wednesday on KGYM, we'll take a look at the first night, if you will, the NCAA basketball tournament. Minor league baseball changes abound for 2018. We'll kick that around. We'll preview the 2018 NCAA wrestling tournament that will get started in a couple of days. No, tomorrow, actually, over in Cleveland. We'll talk about that with Mark Ironside live from Ohio. All that coming up, including a BNA preview on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Welcome in. Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Do not adjust your sets.
Who are you?
I am Scott Unash.
Okay.
I am a co-host of this very program here. He is Mark Dukes. I am back. Basketball is done. Small mini vacation. Complete with awful weather, done, ready to go. I'm rejuvenated. The batteries are recharged. I think I'm ready to go for the duration here, at least for the next few months anyway.
Great to have you back, Kyle Mann, sitting in all of last week and the first 2 days this week. Enjoyed our time very much. Kyle did a great job, and we want to thank him for that. But nice to have the band back together, huh?
It is nice to have the band back together. And, yeah, thanks to Kyle. Thank you very much. Appreciate all the help you gave to you, Mark, and Todd, and Alex, and everybody up and down the line. We had a great run in Des Moines, locally, Eastern Iowa, for 2 weeks. Girls basketball tournament,
yeah.
Boys basketball tournament. And now we turn our attention to the spring sports, baseball here, but we got NCAA basketball to talk about, of course. We got NCAA wrestling to talk about as well, and going to get that started coming up here today as we're going to talk with Mark Ironside, who's going to be pulling into Cleveland right about the time that we talk with him. I don't know what's on the itinerary tonight. I don't know if Mark is a big aficionado of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, if you go to Cleveland, you got to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, don't you?
He's kind of a country guy, isn't he?
He's kind of a country guy, but still, I mean,
those genres cross over a little bit, don't they?
A little bit,
yeah.
But you can't really turn your back on it. When you're there, you got to take advantage, right? Cleveland is kind of in an uproar today because Joe Thomas, their tremendous all-pro tackle, 11-year career. He announced his retirement today. As soon as the Browns start to make some interesting moves to try to make themselves relevant again as far as the National Football League is concerned. It is Happy New League Year today because, in essence, the new year starts for the National Football League today. Free agent signings, comings and goings are now official, and some teams making big splashes, other teams not making big splashes. My team has made a big splash several times with the Kansas City Chiefs. So, like I told you guys, I hope there is a lot of offense this year because they may need to outscore people 45-42 to win some games. It's not going to be for a lack of excitement at Arrowhead Stadium off the Blue Ridge Cutoff this year.
A lot of movements yesterday and Monday. We outlined them yesterday. Kirk Cousins maybe being the biggest one, going to the Vikings, but other quarterbacks on the move: Case Keenum to Denver, Sam Bradford to Arizona, and your Chiefs picked up Sammy Watkins and Anthony Hitchens, the former Iowa linebacker. Each should fortify each side of the ball, I would think.
Yeah, plus the trades that the Chiefs have gone through. They got rid of Tamaha Lee. Of course, Derek Johnson will not be coming back. Eric Berry will be coming back. And Dominican Sue been cut by the Miami Dolphins because it sounded like he didn't have a lot of takers or any takers at this point. So there's a lot of things going on as far as the world of NFL football is concerned. And we'll get more and more into that as we get into the next month, because then you got the draft coming up around the corner, and you've got many camps. And before you know it, everything's going to be right back there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be right back there in football mode. But got a lot of things to talk about on the show here today. Of course, the NCAA basketball tournament got started last night. We've got news out of baseball today. Not Major League Baseball news, but Minor League Baseball news. I guess it's a good day when no one for the White Sox got hurt today. That's what I've been following. How many people have falling by the wayside, minor leaguers or major leaguers for my White Sox? Not that they were going to make a splash this year, but don't want to see any of those guys miss substantial amounts of time, and several of them are, so that's a bad deal there. By the way, Minnesota Twins baseball, again, can be heard on 107.5 FM most of the games this year, except for weekday games and games that butt up against something else that we have.
It's great with a Class A affiliate right here in town. Makes too much sense. And looking forward to KGYM's coverage of those games. As far as coverage last night, KGYM covered the first four of the first eight. Two more games tonight. We've got North Carolina Central and Texas Southern at 5:30 and Arizona State Syracuse to follow. Scott, I personally was mildly entertained by the first four last night. I mean, these guys.
There was only one reason I was entertained.
Well, yeah, the Alford factor, for sure. But, I mean, both games, in particular the first game, these guys scratching and clawing and giving a heck of an effort just to advance and get clobbered in the next round.
Exactly.
I mean, it just
But it's big for them. I mean, Radford had never won a game in the NCAA tournament.
And St. Bonaventure hadn't won one since 1970.
When Bob Lanier was playing, yes. It was interesting. One of the top Googled names and phrases last night was Bob Lanier. People were trying to figure out who this guy was.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 50 years since the Bonnies had won a game.
I thought they dropped basketball for a while. They've been so bad.
No, they're fine.
They're in the A-10, is that right?
Yeah, they're in the A-10. Yeah. Had a very good year. In fact, the best year ever as far as wins are concerned. But that's what makes college basketball great. That's what makes the NCAA tournament great. And I think we're going to have the first game is the first game. Second game, I think, is going to be really good because Arizona State, I think, is out to prove some people wrong that they were not. A lot of people thought they shouldn't be in the tournament.
Same for Syracuse.
Same with Syracuse. Syracuse was the last team that was taken, and Arizona State had to be right up there with them. Maybe the fourth to last team. And obviously, because it's the first four. Yeah, thanks, Scott. Yeah, Captain Obvious right there. See, I have lost brain cells over the last 2 weeks being in Des Moines and just driving back and forth, knowing every advertisement, every billboard, every signpost or whatever the case may be. But I think both these teams have something to prove, especially Arizona State. So we'll see.
Another thing about those teams like LIU Brooklyn and Radford and St. Bonaventure, there's players everywhere. They might not be the upper crust, the one and done type guys, but quick and good coaching too. They just don't get there by rolling out the ball and competing. I think a lot of people very pleased to see Steve Alford go down, and Todd had a great opening for his show yesterday about how many excuses Steve Alford will make. After they lose the first round game, and so they did, 65-58 to St. Bonaventure, and you know, Alford said, "Well, we thought we'd have a day or two to prepare and sleep in our own bed."
Hey,
and
guess what? It's
leave
still
on
never
Wednesday.
It's never Stevie's fault. It's never Stevie's fault.
Too many turnovers, he said.
Yeah, you think? Might want to guard somebody as well. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Always appreciate them. And, yes, I know there are people out there saying, you know, isn't it time to quit bagging on Alford a little
never.
Bit? But,
never.
But if you knew the way he acted and the way he treated people that you know, no, there is never going to be a time and a place to stop bagging on Steve Alford.
We're going to share our NCAA picks later in the show, but Ryan from Walford has a very good point. Does DeAndre Hunter being out change any of your guys' picks? seems to be a big blow.
Huge
to
blow.
Virginia.
Huge blow. Sixth man of the year in the ACC.
We'll find out with at least one of our picks.
Well, I'll give my picks.
All right.
You're going to give your picks at the end?
You betcha.
All right. We'll do that. And by the way, speaking of picks, you have a limited amount of time to get into the KGYM Bracket Challenge 18. And all you needed to do is go to our website at KGYMradio.com. There's a link to join Bracket Challenge 18 group with password MADNESS, all caps right there. You'll need to join a group, then search for KGYM and click on KGYM Bracket Challenge 18 using that particular MADNESS word, all caps. They will be selected. Brackets will be accepted, I should say, through 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. $500 to one lucky winner, courtesy of I'm On Communications. And we'll keep you updated on how things are rolling as we go through it. We will have the NCAA tournament games coming up tonight for you from Dayton at 5:30. Tomorrow morning, we start bright and early at 10 o'clock with the tournament today, just past 11 o'clock with the tip-off of the first game of the tournament coming up tomorrow. I love this time of year.
Speaking of those games tonight, that's the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Which teams will win in Dayton tonight? Texas Southern and Arizona State? NCCU and Arizona State?
North Carolina Central.
North Carolina Central. What's your nickname?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know that
one. You know everybody's nickname.
I know. I feel a little ashamed here.
Third choice, Texas Southern and Syracuse. Or last choice, North Carolina Central and Syracuse. Thanks to Emo's Hideaway, sponsor of our poll question. You can find it at
Eagles.
First Avenue Southeast and Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
The Eagles. They're the Eagles. That seems very bland for North Carolina Central. There are a lot of Eagles in Central North Carolina. Questions that come up in my mind as I continuously drive to Des Moines for an hour and 40 minutes.
6439 on the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. Everybody in the state of Iowa is happy UCLA lost. I can remember a time everyone was freaking out that Alford might take the Indiana job while at Iowa. Hypocrites.
I guess it depended on what side of the fence you were on. I think we were too close to the situation. Alford had some good years at Iowa. I'm not going to say he didn't have some good years at Iowa. I'm just going to tell you that was not a good people person. Dad was great. Dad was great. Never going to say a bad word about Sam.
And I wouldn't say Steve Alford is a bad coach.
Didn't
got
say
it done
that.
In Southwest Missouri. Got it done in New Mexico. Got it done partially at Iowa. Has had some good teams at UCLA.
He shouldn't be fired. Let's say that.
No, I don't know if anybody's suggesting that.
Oh, in Los Angeles, they were flying banners as soon as the game was done that was saying fire Alford, things like that. And not saying he should be fired. He shouldn't be. That's ridiculous.
LeVar Ball smiling today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like the Kardashians being mad at some other group that's out there infighting a little bit. I don't pay any attention to the Ball family out there. 319-366-1600. Some other NCAA basketball notes. Iowa State announcing that Jacoby Long is leaving the program after his sophomore season, so that opens up a scholarship for Iowa State. I got a chance to see, of course, a couple of guys down in Des Moines that Iowa State's got their eyes on. Neat to see Steve Prohm in an Iowa high school basketball tournament. I think it was the first time we've ever seen him down there. We've got prospects in the state of Iowa. I want to see Iowa State get some in-state guys, or at least try to get some in-state guys. I mean, you don't have to. That's not my point, but got some very good, talented players in this state.
I thought Long showed limited promise. He had 17 against Tulsa in a game this year and had some good spot minutes, but evidently either he or Prohm or both didn't figure things were going to work out going forward. So, of course, the standard line, we wish him the best in his pursuits.
Everybody's wishing everybody the best out there. 319-366-1600. I know they're going to kick this around a little bit during the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming up from 4 until 5:30 today with the first 4 in Dayton coming up. But it's been talked about a long time. It has now been made official today. Not in the major league level, but at the minor league level. Time-saving measures. At least that's what they're calling it. Put down by minor league baseball today. The most stunning, I guess, which has been talked about, and that is starting this year in minor league baseball games. If you go out to Veterans Memorial Stadium Perfect Field for opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, and they head off to the 10th inning. In the top of the 10th inning, and I can't remember who they're playing to start off the season, but they will start off with a runner on second base. That's the way it will be in minor league baseball coming up this year. Double A and Triple A will have pitch clocks, 15 seconds. When there's nobody on base, you must deliver your pitch in 15 seconds. There will be a 2-week grace period where they will warn players, they will warn teams, etc. After that, then you got to do it. You got to deliver that pitch or at least be in the windup within 15 to 20 seconds. Again, when did it become... You watch NCAA basketball games, you're going to watch NCAA games, you're going to listen to NCAA games over the next 4 days that are going to take 25 minutes for the last 90 seconds of these games. And they're going to go right down to the wire, and everyone's going to think they are going to be great. I just don't know when it turned in baseball that a great game, and there are great games that take 3.5 hours that are 3-3, 4-4 ball games. When is that so terribly disgusting to the sports persona that we have that you have to put, in essence, a time limit on it? So it'd be like if the last year's World Series or whatever the case may be. Let's just say the Houston Astros trying to win the World Series last year against the Dodgers. Astros in Game 7 tied up in the bottom of the ninth. And you trot out Yasiel Puig to start off the 10th and put him at second base? Come on! It's ridiculous.
I don't like it. I don't think it'll fly at the major league level. I think that'll be proven in the minor leagues. I don't think it will necessarily speed up play. And Todd Brommelkamp brought up the obscure. What if a pitcher enters the or completes 9 innings with a perfect game? And now all of a sudden the other team has a runner at second. I mean, what is that, a walk? Or how do you officially rule that?
That's an asterisk of some sort.
I don't know. I think the biggest thing that might have a chance is mound visits. And minor league teams are going to be limited to 6 this coming season. And that includes not only...
I would agree. Again, 319-366-1600. We'll take more of these as we get toward the back half of the program here today. But it is 327. We got a BNA update to get to you as well, or a preview of tonight's bowling. I got to remember how to bowl again. That's the first thing. I think it'll come back to me. But we're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up next. He is in Cleveland. In fact, probably just arriving in Cleveland, getting ready for the NCAA wrestling meet that will go off later on this week. And we will talk with Mark, get his thoughts, preview what Iowa needs to do, who's going to win it, etc. That's all coming up on the Gym Class for a Wednesday here on KGYM.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top 7 wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit worldcupiowacity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers.
At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You guys want to do it?
Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Back with you on the Gym Class 330 here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Kevin Lehman will join us coming up next week as well. You guys talked with him yesterday. You asked him my question, right?
I did indeed.
Okay.
About the mid-majors.
Yes, at what they need to do because nobody's going to schedule mid-majors.
He's less optimistic than before.
Get rid
because
of the quadrant system. Right. It's so dumb. You know, 5 or 6 years ago, it was when George Mason made the run, when Butler made the run. You know, you talk about why Wichita State and Creighton are leaving the conferences and moving up to bigger ones because they know they're gonna be in one big leagues now. It was when they made the Final Four, George Mason and Butler, for a couple years, the NCAA committee threw a bone to the mid-majors because they knew what kind of basketball was being played. They showed it. And then it went right back to the way it used to be, and now it's even worse than before, and it's never going to change with this system. And you're just going to get 8th, 9th, 10th place teams from power conferences coming in instead of the first or second or the regular season champion that's got an amazing record.
I.e. Arizona State Syracuse tonight.
Arizona State finished 9th in the Pac-10,
I believe. About that?
And they're in the NCAA tournament. Oh, well. It's the way it goes. We're going to talk some wrestling right now as Mark Ironside set to join us here. He usually joins us in studio, but obviously with the happenings going on this week in Cleveland, he's joining us on the road here. And, of course, his appearance is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. And you can stop by, see Kurt, Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. We do appreciate Kurt's help. And Kurt puts together a wrestling bracket. He doesn't do the basketball. He puts together a wrestling bracket. He invites us every year, but we're losing enough money in golf that we really don't need to lose money.
Yeah, we're 0-4 in golf right now.
Yes,
yeah.
We are. Thank you, Patrick Reed, for that great 18th hole. Mark joins us from somewhere around Cleveland, Ohio, anyway. Are you now in Cleveland?
Literally just pulled up. We're sitting right outside of Quicken Loans Arena, which I didn't realize is right next door to Progressive Field of the Cleveland Indians, the home of the Chicago Cubs World Series Final Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I'm more excited about that than I am the Quicken Loans NCAA wrestling game.
I thought you now are. You, if you have time, I know you're more of a country music aficionado, but would you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No,
not going to go.
I listened to Eric Church on the way in, and that was pretty close.
All right. Okay. Very, very good.
Who are you caddying, Mark?
I have Stephen Grace, my radio partner, is with me today, and I took the wheel pretty much the way in, and then we hooked up too with Bobby Telfer, their Danes brothers, about halfway here on the interstate. So we did some shake and bake and did a slingshot and pretty much drafted each other all the way here.
Shake and bake. If you're not first or last, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Speaking of shake and bake, Mark, Iowa's got to shake what wasn't a very good Big Ten championships. Do you think the Hawkeyes can do that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. It's like, are we coming here to win this tournament? Yeah, in all reality, yeah. You don't come here for, you know, anything less. But at the same time, from a team point of view, you know, we don't stand a very good chance of winning this tournament. It's pretty much a Penn State, Ohio State team race right now. You know, I think if Iowa would, you know, get third, I think that would be a great finish for them. I think if they got less than fifth, that might be a little bit of a disappointment. I figured us to get anywhere from third to fifth. So basically, when you come into a tournament like this, you know, the situation that these guys are in, you know, if you're Coach Brands, you're talking to the guys and telling them that, you know, we got nine individuals coming here, and you nine guys look out for you nine guys. You go out there, you take one match at a time, you do the best you can, you wrestle from the first whistle to the last, you know, and let the cards fall. They fall within the team race. But you guys got to worry about, you know, numero uno. And that's the most important thing, you know, when you come into something like this. And you take care of yourselves, and wherever the team score falls, the team score falls.
Mark, why is Michael Kemmerer only seated sixth at 157? He's lost one match all year. He's 14-3 against the field. I realize he medically forfeited after losing in the semis of the Big Tens. Why six?
I think that a couple things. One, I think they might be kind of disciplining him a little bit for defaulting out. I think that's kind of a thing what a lot of people are doing within the you know, just different conferences and stuff. That kind of, once they realize they're not going to win it, they kind of default out to the rest of the conference to start, you know, making sure that they don't get hurt, then they stay healthy, you know, throughout the rest of the conference tournament to get ready for the championships. That's just a guess. The other thing is, you know, you got guys like, you know, Tom Ryan, for example, you know, on the seating committee, and he's the only coach on there, except for actually, I think, Brian Smith, Missouri, too. I mean, you get... I don't understand that. I don't. I think that's a conflict of interest. They're obviously not going to do Iowa any favors. But you know, everybody else's guess is just as good as mine. Of how in the holy heck did he get to sixth seed? I don't. Because I don't understand either.
Well, was Nolf quote unquote penalized as well?
Well, I think him getting the third seed is a little bit of a penalty for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's undefeated on the year, ranked number one, kind of. You know, he got hit with the injury bug, and I mean. And his RPI is good. He's wrestled some good guys. It just, so yeah, I think that. And I think it was, you know, I can see, you know, maybe putting him down the ladder a little bit when it, as far as seeds go. But what I think it is, where they really kind of stuck to him a little bit, what I think the seating committee did, and then like Tom Ryan, a guy like that, is put him on the same side. Mm. I think that's where they really kind of took advantage of him.
Mark, you got, of the nine, four are first-timers. Another four are all underclassmen, and in their second one. There's only one upperclassman. That's Brandon Sorensen, three-time All-American at 149 pounds for the Hawkeyes. So going in there, you want to win it, like you said, but experience gained by these guys. I know they don't want to think in those terms, but... you got to go out there. They haven't been on this particular stage yet. And to go out there, hopefully get off to a good start and see what can happen.
Well, I think when you come into, you know, a situation like this, it for sure helps a little bit when you're a veteran like Brandon Sorensen. He's been here two, three times already. You know, that for sure helps. I mean, the guys that are brand new to it, you know, this is something new. I mean, it could be, you know, kind of a little shock to your system at the get-go, and you kind of get caught up in certain things and looking around and so forth or whatever. So, you know, but it's, at the same time, I mean, it's all cool. I mean, this is so cool. I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, you as soon as this tournament's over on Saturday night, Sunday morning, everybody's going to wake up. And what are they thinking about? They're thinking about this exact time next year. So walking into this tournament, you have to be ready to go, both physically and probably almost more so mentally. And take one match at a time. I know that's kind of cliche and everybody says that, but it's the truth. I mean, you take one match at a time. You don't look ahead. You know, you make sure that your nutrition's spot on, that your warm-ups are spot on. You don't cut no corners. You get to bed. You get your rest. You get the proper warm-ups in. I mean, you do everything right. And then you go out, like I said earlier, and wrestle first second to the very last second, from the first whistle to the last whistle. And you're not thinking about, you know, winning or losing. You're not thinking about, you know, how, you know, you just want to get on that award stand or whatever. All you're thinking about is coming across, getting a wrist, getting an inside tie, stepping on a guy's head, getting a shot set up, getting a leg, and then you're thinking about finishing, hips underneath, head up, you're driving, and then as soon as you get the takedown, you're thinking about near wrist control. I mean, those are the things you're thinking about as the match goes on and, you know, as you're preparing to get ready to wrestle. You're not thinking long-term like, man, I sure hope I win this match, or man, I sure hope that, you know, I place in this tournament or whatever, you know. You have to take every match, one match at a time, and just think about scoring points and wrestling hard. And that's what it's all about. But that's what all the matches are about. But this is when it really, truly counts. It doesn't matter what your ranking is, what your record is, what your seed is coming in this tournament. It matters how you finish. And it's all fair chase, you know, at the tomorrow morning at, what is it, noon? Are we starting at noon tomorrow?
You got to know that, man.
I'll find out. I just pulled up to the media entrance. I'll get my media thing. I think it's noon East Coast time and it's 11 Iowa time. It just seems way, way late. Noon. It's crazy.
It's an absolute.
It's like 10 or 11.
Yeah, it's an absolute crazy tournament, Mark, but I don't think any crazier, see if you agree here, than 125, 65, and 85. And Iowa's got a guy in the mix at each of those weights.
Yeah, I think Spencer Lee is for sure our best chance to win the tournament. I think he's carrying a lot of weight on his shoulders right now, you know, for the Iowa program. It's going to be a really interesting matchup against him and Tomasello against each other in the semifinals, which is going to be, you know, a rematch of the semifinals in the Big Ten. What's kind of unique about that, I think we talked about earlier, is the fact that Tomasello has beaten Thomas Gilman, Corey Clark, and now Spencer Lee all in the Big Ten championships the past 3 years. But also in the past 2 years, we've seen Tomasello, Gilman in the semifinals 2 years ago, and then Clark in the semifinals last year, and now Spencer Lee in the semifinals this year, and everybody's beat him here. So that I think has to be in the Tomasello's head. I think that's crazy. That's just what a quinky dink that is. And there's some pretty good pictures going around social media of Thomas Gilman and Corey Clark holding a baby, and it happens to be Tomasello, a face of Tomasello, and hand him off to Uncle Lee, Spencer Lee. I love that kind of stuff. But 165, that weight class, absolutely loaded. That's just, I can't even believe. You're going to see probably a couple of guys that are very, very deserving to be on the award stand. In this tournament that aren't going to make the award stand. They're not going to make All-American honors because they're going to meet up so early in the rest backs because somebody has to lose. You know, I think of the 11 of the 16 seeds at 165 are out of the Big Ten. I mean, that's just crazy. This Big Ten has really represented this weight class, and it's just full of studs. And like I said, the Big Ten's, whoever wins this meet at 165 is for sure, in my opinion, already a lock and deserving of the OW for this tournament. Mm. If I could cast a vote, I would already say it right now. Just whoever wins 165, that's your OW. Because this weight class is by far, hands down, more stacked than any other weight class, by far.
Well, you can say the same thing about heavyweight in terms of the Big Ten representation, yeah.
Well, you can say it's, I mean, heavyweight's a good weight class, but it's not stacked like this is. I mean, you basically, at heavyweight, you have Snyder and you have Kuhn. And really after that, I mean, you've got some good guys like Nevels and Stoll and the guy from Maryland. And I mean, there's some okay guys in there and stuff like that. But, you know, Kuhn and Snyder really kind of have themselves set apart from everybody else. And that's going to be, you know, providing that they both make it there. But that's going to be a crazy finals match as well, too, a rematch of the Big Ten finals. But I wouldn't say that that's the OW of the tournament, you know, whoever wins that weight, which, I mean, they could, though. Snyder wins it. I can for sure see it because he's Kyle Snyder getting the OW in the tournament, you know, or I could see Kuhn getting it because he beats Kyle Snyder as well, too. So, it just has a lot, more prestige at that weight because Kyle Snyder's, you know, world and Olympic champion. So, you know, that carries a lot of weight, obviously.
You put everything together. I don't know if you have. Going through things because you never know when upsets are going to be pulled, if there's going to be an injury somewhere down the line or whatever the case may be. Now that you've gone through the season, you've gone through the Big Tens, who's going to win it, Ohio State or Penn State?
You know, it's a tough call. I think if this tournament is wrestled on a neutral setting, I think Penn State wins it. But being here in Ohio, two and a half hours away from, you know, Columbus, man, I tell you what, I almost got to say Ohio State. But it's just going to be a crap. It's going to be a great race, a fun tournament to watch from a team standpoint. And I honestly, I can't really tell you one way or the other, but if I had to give a nod to someone, I'd probably say Ohio State, just because it's in their home state. It's close to them. It's almost like a home arena to them. You know, and how good they looked at the Big Ten as well, too. Granted, Nolf didn't wrestle through the full tournament. Had he, it would have been a, you know, maybe not a different outcome, but it would have been a very, very tight team race there, within a couple of points probably. But I probably have to give a nod to Ohio State. But that's, I mean, that's kind of out there. I mean, it's just basically a coin flip at this time.
Nobody had to tell Marinelli he was back in Ohio, right?
You know, when we wrestled Ohio State, they didn't applaud him, and they're happy to have him back. He got a lot of boos, and I think he's okay with that. But he, I'm sure, will be represented really well with a lot of family and friends and teammates and stuff like that here. So it's cool to have him back here.
You want
to
let us know how you picked your brackets by weight, Mark?
I'm in a few different pools. You know, I mean, it's hard, you know, it's hard to say. It's not like basketball. You don't go and pick your brackets in wrestling. You know, because everything that I'm in, you know, you're in a pool with say 10 other guys, and it's a draft pick. So you don't get first round picks, you know, every time. And another one, you're capped a certain amount of points. So you can't just take all number one seeds, because then you're over your points. I can't really. It's not like basketball where I just fill out who I think is going to get first, second, third in every weight or whatever. But I do have, in one of the drafts that I was in, I was the number two pick, and my number one pick right away was Spencer Lee. I really firmly believe he is going to win this tournament. I sure as heck hope so.
Could be a four-timer then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He's the best, you know, chance that we have at that, being that four-timer. And I think after losing to Tomasello at the Big Ten, now they've split, but he's lost last. I think the pressure is off of him. It's probably more so on Tomasello, like I said, just from the fact that he's lost to, you know, an Iowa Hawkeye in the semifinal 2 years in a row. It could be third. I don't know. I just got a really good vibe, and I really like where Spencer Lee's at right now, his head, his mentality. I think there's just a lot of pressure on Tomasello, and I think that you're going to see. I think that's the finals match, is in the semifinals. Whoever wins that will be either Suriano or Cruz, whoever comes out on top on the top side.
Mike, Mark, you know this. There's a lot of good wrestling everywhere, and there was good wrestling last weekend in Cedar Rapids, the D2s, Upper Iowa finishing third. Lenny Zaleski bringing his Cal Baptist team back, finishing, I think, second, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And then the D3s out there in Cleveland last week, and Wartburg getting it done, and Coe with a top 10 finish. So, again, there's good wrestling everywhere, and this is just one weekend.
It is. You know, I mean, there's, like you said, there is good wrestling everywhere. I was down there at the D2s for every session last week at the USL Center, and it was fun to watch. There's definitely a drop-off between D1 and D2. Mm-hmm. Watching D2 is almost like watching slow motion a little bit. And like I said, there's definitely – like, well, for example, the guy that won it at 125 pounds, I can't remember his name I don't even know what school he's at now, it's off my head, but the guy that won 125 pounds at the D2s, he transferred in there this year to that school that he was at because he was senior in college, and he wasn't going to crack the lineup at Oklahoma State. He hadn't been able to, he lost the wrestle off to Pacini of Oklahoma State again. He hasn't ever cracked the lineup. And then he goes to the D2s and just steamrolls his way through the whole entire tournament, didn't even have a full match, and got won by technical fall in the finals. So, I mean, there's a difference right there. D1, you know, he can't even crack the lineup against a guy that's ranked, you know, fifth in the country. D2, you know, he techs and pins and majors his way through the entire tournament, doesn't it? It's basically a breeze for him. So, but, I mean, D2 is still fun to watch. I mean, it was a lot of fun to watch. It was nice that they did a fantastic job with the finals, with the spotlight, the music, and the DJ, and they put it on an elevated stage. And, you know, it's awesome. You know, there's a lot of talk and about how they used to do it in the old days where the D2s and D3 champs then qualify for these D1 nationals.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know, they used to do that years ago. So then you find out who really is the best in the entire country. So, I don't know. We'll see. I don't think they'll ever bring it back, though.
No, I don't think it's going to come back in any way, shape, or form. Hey, before we let you leave here, you and I, how's Schwab? What do you think their chances, how are they going to do? I got a good contingent going over to Cleveland.
Well, they get six guys here, I think.
I think six, yeah.
Right. You know, I think I look for them to get 12th to 15th, probably somewhere in there. You know, they could possibly crack the top 10. You know, I think I said at the beginning of the season and earlier when, you know, the first show or two that we did, I think that, you know, this is a year where Doug Schwab should honestly have a top 10 team. I think they really need to crack that top 10. If they don't, it'll be kind of disappointing to you and I if they don't get in that top 10. And they could possibly do it, but at this point, I probably see them anywhere from 12 to 15. I hope they can crack that top 10. They got some guys to do it, but they're going to have to come out. They're going to have to wrestle their tails off, and a lot of it's going to be done on the backside. And that's where, you know, these team races are really kind of, you know, won and lost is on the backside. What teams can battle through and persevere, you know, when they're down and out mentally, they're beat up physically. It's been a long day. It's the end of the season. Some guys are just wanting this to be over and so forth or whatever. And that's where you can kind of see the true mark of a wrestler. And I a lot of times I think, you know, the true champion in some of these brackets is the guy that gets third, not really the guy that wins it, you know, just because, I mean, he's the one that had to come back in a tough road and beat a lot of stud opponents. And when you're not really feeling the best, you've already lost and so forth. But, you know, those are the type of guys that get third in tournaments like this that, you know, if you're a business owner, that's the type of guy that, you know, you want to go and get on your team and your business.
Real quick, Mark, the Gazette running a series this week on Mike Zadek. You ever been out to Montana with him?
I have. When I was in college, I used to go out there. I went out there 2 or 3 years in a row with Bill and Mike. And well, Mike wasn't on the team at the time, but Bill. But Mike was there. And his dad would put on a huge camp in Great Falls called Zadek's Fanatics Wrestling Camp. And I went out there 2 or 3 times. And we went, you know, we'd get down to the camp. We'd stick around. We'd go fishing. We'd go camping up in the mountains and do different things with each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, we probably shouldn't go into many details.
We had a lot of fun.
I can pick that up a little
I'm
bit.
I'm trying to picture what Ironside would look like in a Zadek beard.
You'll never know.
Well.
You'll never, ever, ever know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was kind of weird, to be honest with you. Steve and I were talking about that on the way out. A five, you know, article series or whatever you call it, a Mike Zadek, kind of threw me off out of the blue. I'm not really sure, you know, as a correspondent from Iowa State, you know, I mean, I like read the one today's article all the way out here, you know, when we're on the way out, we read that. Steven actually read it while I was driving out loud or whatever, which is a great article. And I think that it was good. But I don't really understand why we did five of them. And almost to me, looking on the outside in or kind of knowing some things about Dresser, I almost wonder if Dresser didn't come to the Cedar Rapids Gazette and J.R. Ogden and offer to pay him $10,000 to advertise it for his program because they need it right now. And that's the type of thing, honestly, I've been saying all along. Dresser is a marketing genius. If he can go and fundraise $10,000 to get this in the Cedar Rapids paper and to really promote their program, promote their staff, whatever, I mean, otherwise, I don't really understand a five-day series on Mike Zadek. Like, where does that come from? I don't know. It's just really weird.
I hired JR. He's my assistant. He would never do that, Mark.
Well, if he's out here, I'm going to talk to him.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm going to kind of see what the philosophy was behind this, you know. I mean, Gable's never even had a five-day series on a you know, it's just, and I'm not, like, upset with Mike Zadek or anything like that or whatever. I just kind of really kind of mind-boggled by the whole thing. It's good for wrestling, but I just, I don't understand a 5-day series on Mike. I just, something's weird there. Me seems fishy. But
a conspiracy theory.
Get to the bottom of him, Mark.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Corral KJ, tell Steven hi, and have fun at Cleveland. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, Paul. Take care.
All right, Mark Ironside joining us courtesy of Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest. We need to take a quick break, come back, and we'll have a Bowling Night in America preview for tonight.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Don't feel that confidence. Did I say stop saving money? No.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. It learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Always fun to talk with Mark Ironside, especially on site, joining us from outside Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. Always exciting for Bowling Night in America, and it comes up tonight. It is this preview brought to you by May City Bowl, the home of Bowling Night in America. They're located on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
You are back in the mix, and I am out, actually, this weekend, next week, but maybe that's a sign of good things to come. You never know. Rusty Nails dropped back.
I've been bowled in 3 weeks, man.
51-53 in 10th place in the Mature Evergreen League, and but only 6 out of 4th, so week 27.
And our nemesis tonight.
Week 12, 27 against Barry's Lanes. Lanes 27 and 28 tonight. Barry's having a good year.
They are.
So we'll
and
have
they
to
always
bowl
well against us.
Yes, they do. So we'll give you the results tomorrow. In the meantime, if you have any questions about open bowling, company party, birthday party, equipment, give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Final four, go ahead. What is your final four going into the first big day tomorrow?
Out of South, I've got Virginia, despite the fact the ACC Sixth Man of the Year is out. I've got North Carolina in the West to go past Xavier. In the East, I have Villanova.
Oh my gosh!
To beat Texas Tech.
Oh,
kind of taking a flyer there.
Yeah, you are.
And in the Midwest, I have Duke beating Kansas. I have Virginia beating North Carolina, Nova beating Duke, and Virginia, your national champion.
We have three of the final four exactly the same. Virginia, North Carolina, and Villanova. I took Michigan State, though, and I have Michigan State beating Virginia for the national championship.
I just saw a former president pick Michigan State as well.
Yes,
so
he did.
All
right. Enjoy the basketball. We'll join you back on Monday here on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show next.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
March Markdown Madness is going on now at Jungi Automotive Group. I'm Jason Jungi, inviting you to shop one of our three corridor locations for slam dunk savings this month. You can also get entered to win free gas for a year. Jungi offers you a wide selection of brands and competitive pricing on new and used vehicles, and our service centers always give you fast and affordable auto care done right. Visit one of our three Jungi Automotive Group locations today to find your next vehicle and enter to win our grand prize gas giveaway.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life